Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utter. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Galatians. We're in chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. But when God, who from my mother's womb had set me apart and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son to me, so that I might proclaim him to the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult flesh and blood, nor did I go to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Rather, I went up into Arabia and then returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to confer with Cephas and remained with him for 15 days. It's tough choosing God over the world. I know what it feels like to be anointed yet alone with the silence of God. Where do we find this grace pleased? By allowing God to reveal his Son to you, establishing practice that overcomes the desires of the heart, without question or feeling too smart. Just his mercy alone will put aside all excess for the exhales of the Spirit. Placing prayer, as Paul would explain, his discipleship to proclaim to a world known as Gentiles, before seen as any color or creed. Today's world wants you to believe that you can't find grace anymore, unless you buy it from a store. But I beg to implore, his mystery is available for those who surrender the score to play for God in all things. First, win or lose, as established redemption, we should live first to never ignore Jesus. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I believe you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. Prayers for those who we said that we would pray for. Lord, we pray for the dying as we do each day. And pray somebody prays for me as I die. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Galatians. We're in chapter 1, with verses 15 through 18. Two stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Grace Pleased, His Son Revealed. Grace His Paul called, not concealed, Paul alone spoke to by God. Grace pleased, his Son revealed. Gentiles proclaim, Son, Paul's heavenly mirage. Blood and flesh consulted, immediate, stop. Apostles seek in Jerusalem, not Damascus after Arabia. Seeking Cephas' spot. Years 3, Jerusalem went, 15 days, Cephas brought. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's February 5th, 2022. We're recording this morning at 7:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us today. Across the world on universalutterings.org, we continue to practice praying and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I learned yesterday that I was accepted as a part in a local playhouse. First time I ever did it, tried out for a play. And I won a role. And after talking about it and discussing it with my wife, Toni, I think it made sense that we not accept it because there was just a little too much questioning God in it. Oh my God. Somebody would say, oh my God, nobody understands, they should pray. And so we sat and discussed this fact of mine, and it sure felt pretty good, to say the least. Somebody had thought that I might be a good actor in some part. But we have to refer to what we do in Christ in all things. And I deferred the offer to another day, if that's the Lord's will, as we learn to pray. So today I close exampling myself where the world seems to take you and embrace by ignoring him or using his word, his majestic meaning, as something that it is not. Oh my God, basically states, what are you doing, Lord? Why would you allow something like this to happen? And what we need to learn and understand about statements like this is that it goes against what God is as your creator, questioning his ability or his will in trying to create your own in all things. So we learn a lesson today in the speaking aspects of, oh my God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen. Thanks again for joining us as we close today at 804 Angelic Surroundings in the name of Jesus. Sending salutations to John and Marie. God bless you guys. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.